I'm your host, Sarah Troop, and you're listening to the Cabinet of Curiosities. This week's episode, Paranormal History 101. Over 25 years ago, three pioneers in the field of parapsychology and psi research were called in to investigate reported poltergeist activity at the renowned New York Public Library. This initial investigation would forever alter their lives, as well as have a profound impact on the way the world would regard the field of paranormal investigation. Though tenured in Columbia University's parapsychology department, all three men were never known for their academic learnings. One was a card-carrying member of the occult, who sometimes dabbled in underwater research into the paranormal. Another used unconventional means to prove his theories on extrasensory perception, routinely employing electric shock therapy. The third was a brilliant inventor of some of the predecessors of the paranormal equipment we use today, and harbored a passionate interest in trepanning his own skull in his spare time. Upon arriving at the library, the three scientists were directed to the basement. Here, among the stacks of books, were the first signs of possible paranormal phenomena. There were books out of place, positioned in ways that no human would place them, and a curious residue covered much of the card catalog. These men had investigated many such scenes before, but had never truly seen anything, aside from a largely unexplained mass sponge migration, which traveled scarcely one-third of a meter. But now, they found themselves face to face with a free-roaming, vaporous, full-torso apparition in the form of an old woman. Although this first encounter did not go smoothly, it did give them enough information to further their research. Sadly, this research did not come without a sizable cost to them all. The university held a great disdain for the attention that the scientists' eccentricities brought to the college, and in result, they were all terminated. With nowhere else to go, they were forced to mortgage the only property they possessed and strike out into the private sector with the newfound paranormal evidence and knowledge which they now had in their possession. After all, if Einstein was able to do his best work as a patent clerk, surely, together they could revolutionize the paranormal community. They soon had set up shop in a reconditioned building in a less than savory part of town. It was no matter, though, for many cases began coming in from all walks of life. With the increase in business, they were even able to hire on a few assistants. The turning point, the reason that this case was of such great importance, is the fact that through their research, they not only confirmed the existence of consciousness survival, but other dimensions to boot, including a gateway into the spirit world itself. The true milestone occurred when all of their dedicated research resulted in the capture of a Class 5 full-roaming vapor. Finally, all of their theories could be put to the test. Miraculously, several cases seemed to fall in their laps all at once. One case involved an apartment complex where two of the inhabitants were possessed by the spirits of a Mesopotamian demigod. When brought together, they almost caused the destruction of the entire world as we know it, if not all adjoining parallel dimensions. If not for the brilliant minds of these independent paranormal scientists, using the technology they created in ways which they were never intended, many would have lost their lives at the hand of an entity seemingly conjured up from the childhood of summer camp stories. When all was said and done, the possessions were excised from their hosts. Half the city was in ruins, and these poor scientists were blamed for it all. But we in the paranormal community should raise our glasses for these fearless pioneers. For without the work of Drs. Spengler, Stantz, and Venkman, we would never have heard of the heroic men we now know as the Ghostbusters. This episode was written by Steve Troop. If you'd like to learn more about the subjects featured on the Cabinet of Curiosities, please visit our website, cabinetofcuriositiespodcast.com. You can also find us on iTunes and even like us on Facebook. It's okay. We like you, too. We do hope you'll join us for the premiere of the first visual episode of our show at the first annual L.A. Paranormal Powwow on April 16th at historic Linda Vista Hospital, hosted by our very own team, the Boyle Heights Paranormal Project. I'm your host, Sarah Troop. Thanks for listening. An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call?